But another interesting part too is it does involve your ears. You can hear something they're not saying in the tone of their voice. So you can hear it as things get heated or if they've really slowed down, or just take some time, bring all your senses into the meeting. Pay attention to what they're not saying, you know, just based on the way other people in the room are reacting.
Welcome back. You're listening to episode 107 of Design Today. I'm your host, Dylan Winspear, and my mission is to help you improve your UX game from beginning to end. Whether you're fresh out of school or 5 years in, my goal is to help you figure out the next step to excel your career. How's 2021 treating you so far? We're just over a month in now, and I hope things are on track for your big goals, your plans, your aspirations this year. I mentioned this a few weeks back, but I tend to spend a lot of time re-evaluating around the holidays and the new year. This year was no exception. Without spoiling some of the upcoming news, I'll just share this. Change is coming to Design Today. Stay tuned over the next couple weeks as I include you bit by bit in the upcoming changes. On this episode of Design Today, I've got our longtime friend, Uncle Mikey, back joining me in this second to last episode of our mini-series on soft skills. And today, we're specifically breaking down the skill of listening. Now, Uncle Mikey's prepared this in a really fun way, almost like you're packing for a vacation, what to bring and what not to bring. So let's go ahead and jump into it.
Well, Mikey, I am happy to have you back here. I am sad, though, at the same time that we are winding up this mini series. We've got this episode and one more left. So sad days. These are coming to a close.
It's a good thing they can always go back and replay all of them.
They can live on forever in internet history.
That's right.
Today, our topic of conversation is on the ever so important skill of listening.
Ooh, yes.
And I think we are going to have quite a few notes to go through on this topic. Before we jump into listening, let's do a quick follow-up on last week's challenge. You want to go first?
No. I say that because, you know, we were talking about collaboration, and in order to be a good collaborator, you need to be a part of the solution. When you come in with feedback, when you come in to give it or even to receive it, like, you got to be able to be a part of that solution and present your solutions in a way that move the discussion forward in some way. Don't just come in and poo-poo on someone's idea and then take off and think that you're providing any value. So it was try that yes and approach and try and be a part of the solution for someone. And I took on, for me, I was going to, if people remember, I was going to sit in that discomfort of delivering the feedback and then just really trying to help them understand why I was giving that feedback that maybe didn't make them feel so good. You know, maybe it was about a font or a color or a button or a flow or something, and then just sit in that for a bit. Well, it didn't exactly work out that way for me. It actually happened there was like a role reversal here because, and it's bothering me today, and it happened earlier this week. You know, so we're almost a week into this and I'm fighting it, but pretty much what happened in a nutshell is I was the one that received, I wouldn't call it negative feedback, but it was extremely not helpful to get the project moving forward. Essentially, the feedback to a methodology that I had chosen to move something forward was, the response I got was, well, I don't know, I just have a bad feeling about the way you're doing this. I just thought, a bad feeling about the way you're doing this. What do I do with that? Now, mind you, this is happening over our messaging system. This wasn't in person. It wasn't over a video conference or anything. It was, I just have a bad feeling about the way you're doing this over a message. And I sat on that for at least that first morning, you know, all the way through the morning until the afternoon, until I really had to, I was the one sitting in the discomfort. I was the one trying to figure out how I was going to approach it without retaliating with that's not helpful, you know. But it was hard to receive feedback like that. Yeah. That really, it was on the methodology that I had picked to move a project forward that I felt was the right way to go. And so I sat on that. We didn't really get anywhere on Monday with it. And then as the week progressed and as we're sitting here now, you know, recording this podcast session, things are much better. Why? I promise you it was because of yes and type discussions. I took what this person said and built on it by saying, yes, and I think you're right. I think, and then I filled in the blanks. I think this is why this, and this is why this, and here's why this approach can get us the data that we need, can get us the results that we need. And there was still a little bit of back and forth on that. But essentially what ended up happening, which really just came to fruition today, was that all of the pieces and departments that needed to come together to make this project work just happened today, all because of those discussions that we had, and really using yes and as an approach method. So I'm not going to lie, I still kind of feel like even when I receive a message from this person, I'm kind of waiting, like, what's it going to be this time? but it's interesting that it happened to me when I thought, oh, the challenges I'm going to go after and you know, tell someone all the great things about them and tell them all these cool solutions I have. I haven't even had a chance to do that this week. It's been sort of a fight on this side where I was the one getting the feedback. Anyway,
yeah, that can be incredibly frustrating. I mean, like you mentioned, what we talked about last week is being part of the solution. And, you know, a comment like that out of left field, I just don't feel good about this. It's like, cool.
Thanks.
What should I do with that? I feel good about it. Okay, so now what? Are we even? It's yeah. Just like,
yeah. Did we balance the scales there?
Yeah, critique can be a difficult thing. And I encourage the designers who are listening that in a critique, be that change that you want to have in a critique, right? If your critiques end up being so much of this opinion, you know, being thrown around, then when you go into a critique, don't be another opinion that's getting thrown around. You know, be a part of the yes and be a part of building the solution. I think it's a important distinction because, again, many people have had experiences like the one that you just described. So we can be the trendsetters to fix that.
Yep. Totally agree.
Well, let's chat about listening because that's ultimately what we're getting to today. For the sake of time, I'm going to skip over my experience with collaboration. I actually have had a lot of fun opportunities. Maybe I'll just say this. Collaboration has actually been really engaging this last couple of weeks for me personally because of that product reorg that I mentioned took place about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now being an inexperienced subject matter expert on this new part of the product, I've spent a lot of time in collaboration with the previous subject matter experts. And collaboration has really been fun because they bring their legacy context. I bring my new perspective, and we can build rather quickly. There is harm in being too close to your product. And I think if you can live in that that sweet spot of, I'm not married to anything right now, and we can build off of each other, it really allows you to excel those first few weeks in a new project. It's a lot of fun. So that's kind of been my experience the last few weeks.
Cool. Very cool.
So let's talk about listening. Listening is an important soft skill. Why, Uncle Mikey? Why is listening important?
What did you say? Sorry.
It was listening is important. I'm just playing. Mike's quick on the games today.
Woo! Sorry. I don't know. So are you joining into the Clubhouse discussions yet? Have you hopped onto the Clubhouse stuff?
I did once.
You did once?
I saw your LinkedIn post the other day and it encouraged me because I saw the names of who you had and I was like, I've had podcasts with half these people.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, actually.
But then I tried searching for that room. I couldn't find it. I'm kind of frustrated by what rooms I have entered in. Anyway, so no, I'm not having great success there.
Gotcha. Well, and that seems, I mean, people I've talked to about Clubhouse, that seems to be the case of just the usability and finding their way around. And they have released a few updates that have addressed some of those things, and especially accessibility. However, the reason I bring it up, I put it in my little notes here that I wanted to talk about today, because I actually have had some good rooms that I've jumped into where when the discussions start in Clubhouse and people are talking, and someone is it's their turn to talk. They're invited up to the stage, they call it.
Right.
So you're invited up to the stage. And what I heard was pretty impressive. I would jump in rooms where there were maybe 25 to 30 people on the stage in some of these. And these were rooms on UX and design and building your brand mm-hmm. and bettering yourself. I was in some just on self-improvement and coaching and just listening to the conversation. I actually haven't had the guts yet to get on stage and do much yet there. But listening to the people, so I was listening, but I was really impressed by this exchange of people from all around the world who were really good at a lot of the techniques we'll talk about today, but really good at listening, waiting their turn, injecting their thoughts and their perspective into the conversation. I was really impressed by it. And I'm sure there are trolls all over the place that are ruining conversations and they've got to watch for those. And I didn't run into any of that, but I just think that it's good because of what can happen when at least two people are listening well to each other, when they take the time to hear each other out. They don't come with an agenda, or they don't come, you know, with their own thoughts so loud in their own heads that they can't hear what the other person's saying. A lot of good stuff happens. I mean, we could dive completely into that on just what can happen when you listen, but it's an essential soft skill for not just designers. I mean, anybody. It's a social skill we need to have for relationships, for professional career, for anything. I mean, you've got to be able to know what it means to listen and not just with your ears. There's a lot more to it than that. And so, yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting because listening has been an important part of what I think makes UX leading designers. And by that, I mean, I've shared this analogy on multiple occasions where UX designers sit at the hub of a wheel, and all the input that you're gathering is a spoke of that wheel. And as a UX designer, you got to figure out what to do with all that information. And some of it conflicts with each other. Some of it has bias that's been introduced. There's a lot of variables that happen when you're taking in so much context. But a UX designer has got to be able to organize that. In order to organize it, you've got to be able to listen. And not just listening doesn't necessarily just mean sitting down and shutting up. Listening means like actually understanding and organizing and processing as that information is coming in. And so I do feel like, you know, the old saying, you've got two ears, one mouth, use them accordingly. That a UX designer needs to be able to do just that. We get into meetings, and there is a time and place in which, you know, we're leading a discussion. But more importantly, if you're sitting down with stakeholders, it is the time to shut up and listen. And I've got a couple tips and tricks that I want to get into as well when we talk about, you know, how can you become a better listener. We'll jump into that here again in just a moment. But I do think that this, you know, what you've shared sets a good stage for why listening is essential in UX design. Now, there are concerns. There are problems that can arise in a situation where listening needs to be the skill that's on display. There are tips that we'll get into, like I said, in a second. But I know you've broken it down into a pretty fun way. So I want you to jump into how you've broken down some of these listening skills.
Absolutely. Yeah. And feel free to stop me, jump in, whatever, interrupt me. No, don't do that. I'll talk about that first. No, I think, so I have talked a lot about this and I've written a lot about this on Medium. And I love this discussion about listening. And there's a lot of ways we can approach it. What I thought would be fun to do with the listeners today is to present 10 different techniques and break that in half by presenting them five things they should not bring to a conversation, to a meeting, to a discussion. Don't bring these five things, and five things that they should bring. Right.
I love it.
And I think that that might help people to even challenge themselves to pick from these 10 things. Pick a couple things you will bring, pick a couple things you won't bring, and see if it really does change your listening superpower.
Yeah.
It really is a superpower to do more than what you had mentioned, than just coming in, sitting down, and shutting up. There's so much more to it than that, right?
Well, let's jump into those 10 things. And if you don't mind, let's give us something you should bring and then something you shouldn't bring, kind of in back-to-back
order.
Ooh,
I like that.
And okay. We'll talk about this almost as if you're packing for a vacation. Bring this, bring this.
Okay. So the first thing you do not want to bring is your scissors. Okay. Don't bring scissors. And you're, I know people are like, what are you talking about, Mike? So when I say that, it's just a, I'm just kind of making a correlation to don't cut people off. So I use scissors as that thing to remember to not cut people off. I know when it, you know, it might be cute and endearing when we say that we finish our partner's sentences and that's sandwiches. Why we're such a good fit, right?
Dang it. I didn't do it.
I know that was close. it doesn't bode well though in a professional setting. These people that have come into a meeting have probably prepared these messages or have thought long and hard about some of these things they want to say. And when you cut them off, it's a really, it just doesn't bode well for you when you cut people off. And it always bothered me when I'd hear people in meetings or just even in our standups or things like that, when people just jump in and cut someone off and you can just look at the other person and see the discomfort that they have. And so, but there is a polite way. There's a polite way to do it to where you can get, and you and I feel do it pretty well. So it really just means that you listen for and watch for those little moments of silence. It can be a pause break in a breath. It can be when it feels like they've completed their thought or their sentence and there's just a break. There's a natural stop in the way that they talk. And when that discussion ends, you feel it. You can kind of hear it. And then you can jump in with your next point. Just don't bring the scissors. Don't cut somebody off. So that's one thing to not bring.
Can I add to that then?
Absolutely.
One of the things that I would add then to it is in the effort not to cut people off, one of the tendencies that typically creeps in is that as you're speaking, I've got a thought now that I want to say. And now I'm thinking about how I'm going to say my follow-up thought. And when you get into that drive of what am I going to say next, you're no longer active listening. And so avoid that tendency to come up with, oh, here's my follow-up. Oh, I'm so excited to share this story. Oh, I can one-up him with this. It's tempting, but as soon as you get there, you're no longer active listening. So yes, waiting for those cues, waiting for that thought to get wrapped up is an important skill.
Perfect. Yeah, I think a lot of times the challenge with that is we feel like if I don't say it, I'll forget it. And if I forget it, you know, I'll miss that chance. So, all right. So
there's
something.
There's a solution to that. The solution is just take notes then. Yep. And then as you come back to it, go like, you know what? That's actually not as important as I thought it was to bring up. Or yes, this is. We'll come back to this one when they're done. I mean, that's a good way to make sure that you're not still thinking on it, that you're still active listening, but you can move past it.
So this is why you and I work together. The first thing to bring is your mental or physical notebook. Okay.
Ta-da.
So that we are like, there's some synergy here. So, but no, the reason why is because whether you're doing it mentally or physically with a notebook is you need to be able to take those mental notes and then summarize what you heard by asking follow-up questions and kind of repeat. We've said this before in these recordings in this series, like being able to repeat back to them what you've heard and give some context there to show that you understand, you know, that you, otherwise, if you don't ask open-ended questions, if you don't kind of follow up with them, it just really brings the conversation to a halt. Yep. Things just kind of end, you know, and if you ask a yes or no question, that doesn't help a whole lot either if the context isn't right. So yeah, bringing your mental notebook or your physical notebook. And I love that you brought that up. Just jot down a couple notes that you heard or that stood out to you. Look at them. Maybe they'll make sense when it's your turn to talk. And maybe you'll just, maybe they'll even bring it up themselves and you won't have to scratch that one off the list, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Cool.
I like that one. I like that one specifically because I do think there's another key aspect to it, which is validating the speaker, right? So if you can restate what it is that they just stated, now you're also validating them. And I have found that stakeholders, especially your higher up stakeholders, love validation. You know, it's part of what made them so great and part of what put them in that position. So if you're trying to figure out how can I build trust with my stakeholders or my executives, validate them. It goes a long way, and that can happen simply by just saying, so what I'm understanding is XYZ, is that correct? Yeah, that's it. And if you're taking note of that, oh, they just eat that up.
I like this guy. Yep.
Exactly. So what else shouldn't we be bringing on this trip?
Okay, something else you don't want to bring on this trip. Don't bring your gavel. Okay, do we all know what a gavel is? It's used in the courtroom. Kaboom. Yep. Okay. Why do I say that? So we just need to be wary of casting judgment too soon, of making assumptions too soon, of slamming down this gavel of knowing all the details right away, because you probably don't. There's just so many ways that we can explore to bring the discussion forward and bring order to the discussion, to use that metaphor a little further. Think of the conversation you're having right now with a person as another piece of the story, a portion necessary to construct the whole piece. You know, when we slam down a judgment, it's remembered. When we, you know, if it's a harsh one or something that's ill-informed, you're going to be remembered for that, right? Mm-hmm. And that can get kind of scary too, and maybe not the way you want to be remembered. Mm-hmm. So just take some time to gather all the facts and kind of assemble that chaos into understanding. Just let the other person present their case. That's why they're talking. Don't come in with that gavel ready to just slam it down on the table and, no, it's this way, and just try and listen. Try and take some time to gather all the facts and bring order into that, what you feel might be chaos. You can organize that just by listening. And I don't know. I think that's really been helpful for me too. Don't bring the gavel.
I love that idea. You know, and it ties into what we talked about last time with the yes and approach. So instead of shutting down with your judgment, build off of it. It's a great idea.
Okay. Something to bring. Bring all the senses, okay? Bring them all. And why? Why do we say bring all the senses? Well, as you mentioned, Dylan, it's not just all what's coming into your ears, you know, what they're saying. It's not the only thing that's being said in the room. There are so many cues that go on in a conversation. The head nodding that you and I give, you know, we've mentioned that before. No one can see it, but we're agreeing with each other. I can see, we can look at someone's eyes and get an idea if they raise their eyebrows or if they're looking off into la la land. Like, yeah, exactly. You're making a confused man. I wish you had video still on this podcast. I know,
it's not video anymore. Nobody can see the faces I'm making at you.
But another interesting part too is it does involve your ears. You can hear something they're not saying in the tone of their voice. So you can hear it as things get heated or if they've really slowed down. Or just take some time, bring all your senses into the meeting. Pay attention to what they're not saying, you know, just based on the way other people in the room are reacting. You know, are they checked out? And it's like, okay. So I don't know if had anything to add on that one.
No, I want to role play though.
Okay.
I want to role play. I'm going to do an impression and you tell me what you read in this impression, right?
Okay.
So you just got done presenting something and my follow-up is this. Yeah, that's a lot. What did you just read?
Well, I don't think you understood. I don't know. You didn't feel like you were paying attention much.
Right? Maybe a little bit checked out.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe over the conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
You know, that's a great idea. Can we circle back on that one later?
Oh, I remember that one from last episode. Yeah, that one drives me nuts. It's like, you do not care about what I just said at all. You don't. Yeah.
You dismissed it. Yeah. Okay, how about this one? Oh, go ahead.
No, it was something else. Go ahead.
So what about this non-reaction or non-audible reaction, but instead the eyebrows up and a little head nod? What does that mean there?
That means this dude's nuts. He has, I don't think so.
And it's funny, guys, because I think anyone who sees this, like, you know what that means, right?
Yeah.
It's not just a work setting thing. Your friends have raised their eyebrows at things that you said, you know, your spouse, your significant other, you've seen this body language before. We know what those things mean. And I think subconsciously, we also do it to others when they're speaking, right? So you're also giving nonverbal cues. You're doing those types of things, right? So yeah, there's a lot more. I love how you said, bring all the senses, because there's a lot going on that more than what is just being said that you need to listen for.
Wonderful. Okay. Another thing you do not want to bring, and you mentioned this already too, which is just, this is great. So don't bring the toppings. Okay. Think of
the toppings.
I don't know, the cake or something. Don't bring the toppings. What I mean is nobody likes a one-upper. You mentioned this, the story topper, right? don't aspire to be the story topper. That, in all honesty, in personal people I know very close to me, I've seen marriages end because of this, where you know the person, it's like they've always done it better. They have a story to top every one of yours. They paid more for their car. They dated more people in college. Their degree is higher. They've suffered more. They've laughed more. They've triumphed more. Blah, 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 blah. Right. Don't be that person. It just, people don't want to be around that person. Mm-hmm. Because they've always done it better. They've always had it worse. They've always had it, you know, better than you have. So don't bring the toppings. It's a good way to remember it.
And it's tempting because I think a lot of the times we do it is because we want to, you know, find some commonality. We want to build repertoire. So we want to, you know, feel like we're all in this together. So it's easy to want to do the one-upping thing. I think visual cue or something that you actually, any of the listeners can go look up. Do you ever see the SNL skits with Penelope?
I don't recognize the name.
There's a handful of these skits, but Penelope is like a habitual one-upper.
Okay.
And it's done in the funniest ways ever. There's one skit in particular where Penelope goes to an AA meeting and, you know, people are going around introducing themselves and she has to one up everything that they already said for why they're in AA. And it's just, it paints the picture very clearly that nobody likes a one upper. Like, you don't have to have done it better than somebody else. Like, just let it sit. Yeah. It's a fun skit. I might recommend, I might even add that one to the show notes. Don't be a Penelope.
Yeah. It might be the challenge. Go watch SNL.
That's a good idea.
Don't be Penelope. Okay. So,
don't bring the toppings. The next one is
don't bring the performance, not the rehearsal. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Just being present, making sure that they know you're present. You mentioned this earlier. Don't be constantly rehearsing in your head what you want to say next. You're going to fill your brain space with your own thoughts and you're going to miss what's going on. Practice beforehand. Practice these techniques. Show up, helping them see that you're ready to listen. Otherwise, you will. You'll get caught up in the lines of rehearsal in your head instead of bringing the performance of listening to the conversation. So you're going to miss out entirely on the conversation simply because you didn't practice your A game beforehand. Mm-hmm. And the practice is these skills. It's mentally making a note that I'm going to try this and this and this. That's the practice. That's a rehearsal that happens beforehand. Bring the performance to the conversation and not all the rehearsal time. You bring it.
Love it.
If you bring the rehearsal to the conversation, it's over. Okay.
Love it.
All right. So then second to last thing to not bring. So don't bring an FM radio. So what do I mean by that? Well, an FM radio is really good at scanning the channels for different, you know, sources and or AM radio. I don't care what it is. Just don't bring a radio to the conversation. And what I mean is you need to work on being laser focused on the person speaking, because we've talked about music here before. One cool memory I have from about a year ago, I want to say the band Tool released a new album, and it had been like over a decade since Tool had released an album. And so me and a coworker, we went into a room, we put on these really nice headphones. We had the brand new album there downloaded and we sat in the same room, but we had separate headphones. So we just wanted this experience because it had been so long since Tool had released anything. And we just sat and listened to the music that we, you know, had been waiting for so long. And we talked about it afterwards. We picked out the bass and the singer and the guitar and the way the drums came in and worked so well together. I don't know if you've ever done that with music where you've tried to focus, have laser focus on maybe what the guitar or bass line is. Have you ever done that before where you've just said, okay, I'm going to focus on that drum beat or focus on something going on in the music? And it's hard if you aren't musically inclined, like I'm not, but to really pay attention, I can let all the noise and distractions of all the other, we'll say channels, because we're talking about a radio or stations, I can let those come in and ruin that focus that I have on the person speaking. or I can learn and practice just laser focus on whatever it is, the bass line, the guitar line, the singer, the drums, focus on them, focus on the person and try and hear it.
Yeah, no, and you're nail on the head. It is a tough experiment. I, as a previous drummer, drums always stand out to me when I go listen to music. And it's funny because
I didn't know this.
I think I will pick up drums more than I'll pick up anything else in music. You know, if I hear a double bass going, I'm just blown away by the drummers who can hold a consistent double bass pedal. And there's little things like that that I'm just in like awe of these drummers that are out there that can do such things that are incredibly difficult. But it does take that refined ear to be able to pick up those things individually.
Okay, so the next thing to bring season one, episode one. Okay, so why do I say bring season one, episode one? Well, what do you do when season two comes out? Or what do they try and do? They show you a recap, right? They want to remind you of what happened in season one. So the reason this is important is because when you go into that conversation, there was probably something else that's gone on. Maybe not. It could be your first conversation with this person. But, you know, ask yourself, what's the history of this conversation? Where have we been? What have we talked about? What have we landed on? What were the decisions made prior? Knowing what happened and recapping before you walk into that conversation, just go and watch season one, episode one, meaning just take some time to reflect on what it was you guys have already talked about. Don't come in, you know, what in the world's happening? Where'd this character come from? Why are we going, you know, who's this bad guy? Who's this good guy? What in the world's happening? If you take some time to just do that, you won't get caught up in the unnecessary details and not being able to pay attention to what's going on because you're thinking about what else happened that you weren't aware of. So yeah, bring season one, episode one.
Awesome. And our final thing not to bring.
Do not bring the weights. The weights, all right? And meaning like lifting weights, like heavy weights. And what I mean by that is if you come into a conversation and you let the conversation weigh you down, that could be by someone who is a one-upper and you're spending too much time in that conversation. If the conversation really just isn't going anywhere, it's not constructive, maybe rumors are flying around, maybe there's a little bit of backbiting going on in the conversation, you really sense that the conversation is weighing you down. If you let that happen too much, you won't sense a good time to bounce. You won't be able to. You won't be able to flee and get out of that conversation because you're letting it weigh you down. Sometimes we get to the point where we really like the gossip and we really like the, you know, ooh, what are they saying about such and such a person or department, or whatever. But don't bring the weights. Don't let these conversations weigh you down so much that you can't sense when it's time to bounce and get out.
Yeah.
Because there will be times when it's like, this isn't going anywhere and I'm wasting my time. I got to bounce. I'm out.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny when there is that sweet spot of like, oh, this is no longer productive. We have now crossed that threshold.
We are now making the sounds with our phones and everyone's playing on their laptops. Yeah, it's probably time to go.
Oh, that sound effect was great.
Need to make more of those. All right, so we're moving along. So the last thing, the thing that it's okay to bring. It's okay, and I love this one, and I think it'll resonate with you too. It's okay if anxiety joins the conversation, meaning being anxious does not equal that you are bad or will be bad at actively listening. Like, it doesn't mean that if you're feeling anxious in these situations that somehow you're failing at this. It's okay to bring the anxiety with you. Sometimes the fear and the anxiety is something that helps us do more, you know, achieve more. And we work through some things that we have some fear around, but it's okay if anxiety comes along. And I really want to stress that to everyone listening. It's okay because you're going to work through it. And it's a social skill that, you know, to listen like this and to be able to apply all of these principles does not mean that you're not going to have a little bit of anxiety to come along with it. I don't know if you felt that in situations, you know, even being in leadership, if you felt that. I certainly have, and I still do when stakeholders are in the room. It's okay.
Yeah. I really like these thoughts that you've prepared for us. I mean, if you're a listener, this is why we brought Uncle Mikey to the table. You do a great job of prepping for these episodes. And I like how you broke this down into the five things to bring, five things not to bring. To recap, I want to hit them one more time. In fact, I can do the what not to bring. You do what to bring.
Okay.
So the first thing that we talked about what not to bring was the scissors. Don't cut people off.
Yep.
First thing to bring jump. Okay. Was, hit me with the next one.
To bring your mental or physical notebook. Summarize what you heard, write them down, take mental and physical notes.
Number two, not to bring, don't bring the gavel, which is the judgments, the snap judgments as you're listening.
Yep. Okay. Bring all the senses. It's not just what is hitting your ears, even though it could be, but eyes, ears, know everything. I mean, it's all there. Bring all the senses.
That's awesome. Don't bring the toppings. But we all love toppings. In this situation, though, so don't bring the toppings.
Don't bring the toppings. Don't be that guy. Okay. Bring the performance, not the rehearsal, meaning now's not the time, you know, to be rehearsing in your head what you want to say next. You should have thought these things through. Just be there for them. Be there to listen. Bring the performance of listening, not the rehearsal.
Yeah, I like that one a lot too. Number four, not to bring is the radio, AM or FM.
Or ham.
Or Sirius.
Sirius, yes. All right. Then bring season one, episode one. So go back. Think about what earlier conversations you've had. Do a recap. It's why they do it in film. It works just as well actively listening too.
You know what's funny? I just thought of this as you're going through that again. My son, with these new Disney Plus Marvel shows coming out, my son is going like, we need to go back and watch all the Marvel movies.
All of them.
And I was like, holy smokes, in order. Kid, we're going to take 6 months to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a big problem. But then I saw that on Disney Plus, they've got a show that they just released called, I think it was like Legends, and it breaks down specific characters. So that instead of having to go back and watch 20 some movies,
what?
Just watch this and we'll give you everything you need to know about that character up to this point.
What? Oh,
and
no.
It's funny because Disney Plus said, we recognize that asking you to go back and watch 30 movies is a lot of work. So we've simplified it for you. Here's how we can bring you up to speed real quick. They released a show just to bring you up to speed. That's funny.
Fantastic. Okay, I think we're on your last one.
The last one not to bring is the weights. Don't get dragged down.
Yep. No sense when to be able to bounce from those conversations. So, and the last thing to bring, it's okay if anxiety comes along. It's okay. You know, it's part of life. It's part of, I have it. Many people in my circles have it. And that is absolutely okay. Bring it along. It's a social skill you're working on. It's a muscle you're training. Listening is something that we're all working on, but it's okay if anxiety comes to the party.
That's awesome. I appreciate you bringing all these things to the table. This has been packed with tips and tricks here. So I'm not going to take away from anything we talked about. Some of the bullet points that I had prepared, I think, fall right in line with what you shared there. So that's going to round out our episode on listening. Did we have a challenge we want to extend?
I would just spitballing here, pick and choose a few, you know, which ones of the to brings and not to brings. You can go back. Maybe we can put it in the show notes, you know, just list them out and say, this week, these are the ones I'm going to try bringing. These are the ones I'm going to try and not bring, or that I've noticed that I do tend to bring and I'm not going to this time.
Yeah. The gavel one is really one that sticks out to me because, again, it's easy to hear something and immediately process it. Your brain is really good at that. You know, and in processing, you're making snap decisions, good, bad, pivot, you know, all that is happening so quickly in your brain. But as soon as that happens, you're no longer listening. And I really like that gavel one. That's going to be something that I'm going to work on this next week.
I'm going to try the Bring Season 1, Episode 1, just because I do tend to get so busy that I just jump to the next meeting, then to the next thing. Then, and I just let them happen. And instead of just taking a few minutes even and just thinking about, okay, what was said the last time we were together? what did we decide on? And I'm going to try that one. I think it'll be helpful for me.
That sounds great. And as a side challenge, go back and listen to Penelope on SNL.
Yes. I'm going to.
Thank you, Uncle Mikey, for preparing your thoughts here today. I appreciate everyone for chiming in and listening to another episode of Design Today. We're so happy to have you here, Mikey. This is a real pleasure.
We've got one more. I'm sad, but I'm happy. This has been
one more time. Yep, that's next time.
Yep. Maybe we'll sing in that one. I don't know.
Guarantee that doesn't happen. All right, guys.
That's a wrap on another episode. Thank you for choosing to listen to Design Today. Check out our website at designtoday.com. There you'll find all of our past episodes, resources, links to join our Slack community, and even an option to sign up for a career coaching session with me. If this episode has provided any level of value to you, then consider subscribing. There's so much more to come with episodes launching every single Tuesday. If you're already subscribed, then thank you. Consider leaving a rating or a review. Share this episode with a friend or coworker. As always, your support means a ton and it goes a long way. Until next time, this is Dylan Winspear encouraging you to keep pushing and design something new today.